From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A private company is trying to make space history this morning, but there has apparently been a problem with SpaceX's launch of an unmanned capsule from Cape Canaveral. The problem is not yet clear. Earlier, SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the company's Dragon capsule is intended to reach the International Space Station with half a ton of supplies.
It's a greatly enhanced Dragon. It has a power generation system, meaning solar arrays. We did not have that on the first Dragon. It has a common berthing mechanism, which actually, I guess, is a structural change. But that's the interface between Dragon and the International Space Station.
The next launch window for SpaceX capsule is Tuesday. The Chinese human rights lawyer at the center of a diplomatic crisis appears to be set to head to the United States. As NPR's Frank Langford reports, Chen Guangcheng and his family are at the airport in Beijing.
Chinese passport in hand, Chen is heading to the U.S. and a chance to study law at New York University. His departure concludes a remarkable few weeks in the life of a Chinese dissident and diplomatic relations between the world's two most powerful countries. It all began last month when Chen escaped from his home in East China's Shandong province and eluded local government thugs who'd been holding him under house arrest. He made his way to safety in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. After 6 days of negotiations between China and America, Chen left for a Beijing hospital. The agreement to allow him to travel to the U.S. for study was seen as a face-saving decision that spared the Communist Party further embarrassment. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.
President Obama is busy this weekend. He's hosting G8 leaders at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains today, and then he'll host a NATO summit in Chicago. That summit begins tomorrow. The European debt crisis and the war in Afghanistan are expected to dominate both meetings. Chicago bracing for massive rallies during the NATO summit there this weekend. A downtown protest yesterday led to several arrests, but there are no reports of damage or serious injuries. NPR's David Shaper reports the main rally was organized by a nurses' union.
Why would nurses protest NATO? Well, members of National Nurses United had planned on protesting the G8 Economic Summit, which was going to be in Chicago this week, but moved to Camp David instead. So 1,000 nurses rallied in downtown Chicago anyway, wearing red scrubs and green Robin Hood hats to promote what they call a Robin Hood tax, a proposed fee on financial transactions that they say could raise billions for health care. Here's NNU co-president Karen Higgins.
So the solution is we pay sales tax. It is time for Wall Street to start paying back what they owe the rest of this country, and they need to pay sales tax.
Other protest groups in town for the NATO summit joined the nurses' rally before some started marching through the streets. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A strong explosion has rocked eastern Syria. State television is reporting it was a car bomb and says there are casualties. It appears a security agency was targeted. An activist group says the bomb went off in an area where military intelligence offices are located. There's also been an explosion in southern Italy. A bomb went off in front of a school students were entering at the start of the day. Officials say one person is dead and at least 7 people are reported injured. Few details are available, but one official says it appears that more than one device may have been involved. Military officials in Washington state are preparing to court-martial an army sergeant in the 2009 killings of 5 of his comrades at a health clinic in Iraq. Northwest News Network's Austin Jenkins reports the charges include premeditated murder, aggravated assault, and attempted murder.
The charges stem from a shooting rampage on May 11, 2009 at the Camp Liberty Combat Stress Center in Iraq. 5 Americans were killed, including a Navy commander, an Army psychiatrist, and 3 soldiers. The incident has been described as the deadliest case of soldier-on-soldier violence during the war. Russell was on his 3rd tour to Iraq and was being treated at the Combat Stress Center. Prior to the shooting, he reportedly had a tense confrontation with one of his doctors, then returned to the mental health center and allegedly opened fire with a stolen rifle. Russell faces trial at Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Tacoma, Washington, where he's been held since January of this year. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.
Residents of about 80 homes in northern Colorado have been allowed to return. They were evacuated because of a nearby wildfire. The fire near Fort Collins is one of several burning in the West. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.